Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Take It by Bold Faith, already in progress.
I looked at that man, Leonard, and I thought, Lord, help me to say what I need to say. Because just a few weeks ago or a few months ago, I spoke over a man that had been dead for 30 minutes and he came back to life. And I can't even command this man to be raised from the dead. And I sat there for 30 minutes or an hour. Never could say a thing. I finally just got up and said, you wimp, you might as well just go to the house. That's what I did. Why? Why does it work like that? I believe with all my heart God was giving me another test. If I had done like Smith Wigglesworth did, when they brought him into a room, or a woman, and she had died, and she had been dead for several hours, when he come in and he looked at her and he reached down and got this woman and he picked her up and slammed her against the wall and said, live in the name of Jesus Christ. Turned her loose, just fell down on the floor. He reached down there, get her again, picks her up, and after about the third time of slamming her against the wall, commanding her to live in Jesus' name, everybody in the place knew Smith Wigglesworth was an idiot. He was crazy. They all knew it. Is that what you'd think? Sure. He reached down and gets her again. He said, woman, this is the last time, but you're going to live. And he slammed her against the wall. Got her right by the arms, slammed her against the wall and said, I command you to live in the name of Jesus Christ. And she opened her eyes and that woman was alive. We need more men like Smith Wigglesworth, don't we? But you notice it wasn't easy. You know, we want it to be easy. Lord, I'll do this for you, but you're going to have to make it real easy. Well, let me tell you what, you ain't never going to see anything. You're going to have to learn to do things in bold faith, just like Paula. Paula had to stand in bold faith for several weeks, months, actually months. You were sick for 20 years.
Yes.
But when you started believing God for healing, it didn't happen the first time you believed it, did it?
No.
You kept staying with it and staying with it and staying with it and staying with it. And finally, you started getting better and better and better. And today, you're sitting there totally well.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. Somebody could say, well, she got healed. Yeah, but it didn't happen like this. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now you're completely healed. It didn't happen like that, did it?
No, sir.
It was a fight.
Yes.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Sometimes your healing can be real simple. Sometimes you can touch somebody, and we all love that. We all love it whenever somebody speaks a word over us or touches and people get healed. We all like that, don't we?
Yes.
But how many times did God promise to heal us?
Every time.
So why do we give up? You know, I mean, Miss Paula, I keep coming back to her here. But just think, her husband, you know how sick she was for 20 years, don't you, brother? 12, you know for sure.
12, yeah.
12 years?
Yes, sir, 12 years.
12 years. But after she got healed.
She's a different person.
She's just doing, what a difference, huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But it didn't come with, what I'm trying to say though, Paula, it didn't come without a fight. It was a fight. You had to fight the good fight of faith, did you not? Yes. And then there, here she is to testify to tell you how good she feels. Her husband's telling her she's never had such faith and such energy as she's got now. But you see what happens to us. Not only do we not have the energy and the faith to raise people from the dead, most of us, if somebody gets sick, we come up to them and say, now I'm going to pray for you. That's all right. I don't believe I want you to pray for me, Thurman. I'll just go back here and sit in the back. You go ahead and do whatever you're going to. Now see, some people do me like that. In fact, this girl did me like that. This girl didn't even want to come up for prayer. She would not come up for prayer. The day I prayed for everybody else, and this merciful God that we serve healed her anyway that day.
Amen.
She got healed without even having to come up to be prayed for. You know, don't you love it? All these years later, and she's got all the energy she needs too, doesn't she, Scott? But before that, when she was down in her back all the time, it was hard for her to help around the place because she was hurt so bad. But once God healed her, now then she's healed, and Kim don't have any back trouble at all, no more. Do you really think maybe you might love Jesus a little better?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Isn't he awesome, Kim?
He's my king.
Just think of the wonderful things that we've seen God do around here. Is he an awesome God, Bill? He's out of this world, is he not? Yeah, he's here. He's doing everything. So who is the problem? Right here. The problem is right here. I don't have the faith. You don't have the faith. Because Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with you. Now, if he said that, it's got to be true, right? If Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, because the disciples come up to him and said, Lord, why could we not heal this boy? He said, because of your unbelief. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move. And if you don't doubt in your heart, that mountain will obey you. That's written in God's word. Do you know that if somebody comes up to you and asks you, do you believe that you can pray for somebody and they'd be healed? Almost everybody in the church says, well, if it's God's will, I can do it. I can pray. But if it's God's will, they'll get well. Do what you...
It's always his will.
Oh, I know, yes. But see, people don't know that, do they? When you know always it's his will to heal, then you can stand on his promises and keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and y'all can pray at first. Just like that one lady that other night that said that her mother had all these issues with the stroke and all that stuff. When we kept, every time she would call us or email us, we would answer with scripture, and then we'd come back and say, now it is done. She said, you have no idea how that it is done impacted me. But said, every time y'all prayed a prayer by email, you always said, it is done. So she said, I stood with those promises. It is done. My mother's healed. And guess what happened? Her mother got healed. We need to learn how to be overcomers, don't we, Andy? We need to be overcomers. I mean, we need to be more than an overcomer. Because Paul said we already are. Is that right? We're already more than an overcomer. We are, wow. Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here that I'm going to go to. You know that scripture, John 14:13. Is that just a pretty awesome scripture? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If we could just get a hold of this, if we could just believe this, we could get anything done. Anything. I think, I'll give you an example of how faith really does work. I remember the last time I had a problem with my left leg. I got my left leg burned real bad years ago. In the period of time that Cheryl and I have been married, I guess 4, 5, or 6 times at least, I don't know how many times, but several times, that leg has flared up. And when it flares up, it starts tingling. And when I pull my britches leg up and look at my leg from my knee down to my ankle, it's solid blood red. That's enough to excite almost anybody. Well, it would definitely excite Cheryl and maybe even me a little bit, but I thought, okay, Lord, I know you're going to heal me. I know it's a done deal. But anyway, she would put me down in the bed and make me lay down, elevate my feet about 6 inches with a pillow or whatever. And she would anoint me with oil, and then she'd pray the prayer of faith. And I'm telling you, that girl, she can pray the prayer of faith. I mean, she comes down on them demons. She's commanding them out. I mean, she's tipping demons out the windows and all kinds of stuff. And she's praying. And then when she gets through praying, she said, now, Lord, thank you for healing my husband. It's done in Jesus' name. Now then, honey, you stay in that bed and don't move till I tell you to get out. So anyway, I'd say, well, I think I'm going to get up and go do something. No, don't you dare. You might break loose that blood clot, and it might go to your heart or your brain and kill you. Is that right, honey? That's what she said that. I said, I'm not going to be okay. She said, no, I love you, and I don't want to lose you. Now, you're going to stay there till all this blood clot goes away. Okay, so I'd lay there for 2 or 3 or 4 days, and I'd be okay, and my leg would get normal again, and I'd go back to work. And then 6 months or a year later, this thing would pop up again. One day, I woke up one morning, my leg was tingling like crazy. I pulled over to the side of the bed and turned the light on, and I raised my leg up to look at it, and man, was it blood red. Cheryl woke up and she said, "Something wrong?" I said, "Yeah, I got that problem with my leg again." So she jumped up. Boy, I'm telling you, this girl, when she needs to pray, she can get out of bed. I mean, she jumps up, she comes running over there, she gets her a bottle of oil, she anointed me with oil, she prayed, done everything, rebuked the devil, commanded those things to go away, everything. And then she said, "Now get in that bed and lay down and take it easy till it goes away." I said, "Honey, I think that I've been doing exactly what you said every time." And I said, "I never get healed." I said, "It keeps coming back." So I said, "I think what this is God's testing me to see when I'm going to really believe him." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, sick people stay in bed. Well people go to work." She said, "What are you trying to tell me you're going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm building a building today. I got iron to put on, and it's about 100 degrees this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So I need to be out there in that high temperature working so I can stay in good shape." So anyway, she said, no, you can't go to work." I said, "Oh, yes, I am." I said, if you prayed for me and I believe God according to your prayer, I'm healed. Is that right, Paula? I'm healed. I don't go by what I see, because if I do, that means I stay in bed, right? Yeah, so I don't do that. So I said, "I'm going to work." She said, "But honey," I said, no. Mm. I said, "This woman, just get out of my way." You know, I said, I know you love me. Don't want me to die. But I said, "I ain't going to die. But I said, I believe this is a test. And I believe that this is what God's doing. And he's waiting for me to finally believe him and go to work and forget about it." She said, "Honey, are you sure?" I said, "Yes, I believe it's a test. So just let me do my thing. I'm going to be okay." I said, "There ain't nothing can take me out for my time. You know, God ain't going to take me out until he's through with me, right?" Sure, he's doing something. So I get up and I put my clothes on and I go to work and everything. And that afternoon, about 6, 7 o'clock, I come back in and she said, "Well, how's your leg?" I said, "Well, it's still hanging down there, so I guess it's okay." I said, I don't feel any pain or anything. It must be okay." She said, "Can I look at it?" I said, "Yes." So she takes me over and sets me down on the bed, and she pulls my britches leg up, and she looks at it, and she said, "It's perfect. There's not a single thing wrong with your leg at all. It's perfect." I said, "Well, I believe today I passed my test." Let me tell you, that's been, what, 3 or 4 years ago? I ain't had another occurrence of it at all. God was waiting for me to see when I was going to believe.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled "Take It by Bold Faith," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.